So here is day three from the dirty, horny, filthy little cum slut that you have sitting on edge. I was right. I was way too exhausted to actually touch myself today. I don't know. Between food poisoning, which this is the first time I've ever actually had food poisoning, and it was horrible. And just way too much playing with myself, I was just exhausted and actually slept most of the day today. I did, however, have to resort to the trick that I used last time you controlled my orgasms, where I actually had to tie my wrists to the leg of a chair that's beside my bed, so that if I tried to touch myself in my sleep, I would wake up and realize what I was doing and I wouldn't do it. Because I'm pretty sure if you won't let me have the live cock rule, because you're mean and horrible, I'm pretty sure you wouldn't be too tolerant of an accidental in my sleep orgasm if I knew how to stop it. So, I had to do that. And I didn't touch myself all day. I was just tired and sleepy. So I spent most of the day sleeping, and I took a super long bath and slept some more. I was exhausted. There was a lot of sleep to be had today. And I played with my ropes. I've been teaching myself, just been practicing lots of basic things, basic knots, basic things with tying myself up. And I'm getting better at it, slowly but surely. And it's kind of like meditating. I really enjoy it. And now that I'm settling in for day three's recording, I kind of have a fantasy, this completely fucked up fantasy of this weekend. I'm going to, hold on, I'm going to get my four edges out of the way right now too. So this weekend, I'm going to buy a toy, and I've been thinking about buying one of those wand things with Hitachi. They look like fun. Stopping. And I am such a dirty, horny, filthy fucking little cum slut that I am soaking wet just thinking about this fantasy. I am so wound up at the thought of this, that I don't know if I want to tell you, because it's something that I don't want to tell you, because you might, part of me, this is fucked up, because part of me hopes that maybe you'll help me live out this fantasy, and part of me hopes that you won't get any horrible, mean ideas from me revealing this fantasy to you. So, that was one. Back to playing. So like I said, I've been kind of thinking about getting a Hitachi as a toy. Especially now that my bullet is broken. And with my bullet being broken, I've come to realize how much I love my toys. I mean, you've seen them. I've got the... you've seen my toys plus the bullet. I've got my box of other stuff that I torture my nipples with, and all the other stuff. Oh, so good, so good. Yes, 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 right there. That's two. So, you know that I have toys. And I really have been wanting to get a Hitachi. And I've noticed Hitachis tend to plug into the wall. I've also noticed that I've become pretty reliant on my toys. Especially for, my Bullet. The Bullet is usually the one I use for the quick orgasms when I really want to quickly get off and I'm too lazy to do it myself. And, so I have this just totally messed up fantasy of not just having my orgasms controlled, because apparently I like orgasm control. I don't so much like denial. I just like the control. I like being good. And, oh, I like being good. Like I said, I love when I hold off from an orgasm. And it's just this overwhelming satisfaction of that I'm being a good girl. I'm being such a good, filthy, dirty, looking little cum slut. Such a cum hungry little whore. But, Yes. Oh gosh. Oh golly. Oh gosh. I'm stepping. Heart is racing. I can feel my pussy juices dripping down my ass crack. I am going to finish this fantasy before I do the fourth edge, because that was three. Like I said, I'm pretty reliant on my toys for quick get-offsies. And you know me, I'm fairly hedonistic that if I take pleasure from it, I'm probably going to do it. And, I mean, yeah, there's a little bit of a hedonistic analysis that goes into what I do. I mean, there's a method to my madness. And, you know, it's, if I'm going to do something, the pleasure has to outweigh everything else. And on top of that, I think about the type of pleasure, the amount of pleasure, the quality of the pleasure that I'm going to be getting. If it's worth it, because if it's going to be low-quality pleasure and there's a big chance I might get in trouble, I probably won't do it. But if there's a high chance of a really good quality of pleasure, but there's also a pretty significant chance that I might get in trouble, you know, if the amount of pleasure, the quality of pleasure outweighs the bad, then I'm going to go for it. It's... Anyway, fantasy. I was talking about my fantasy, and like right now, my hand is like between my legs, like gently, like flicking over my clit. So, like I said, my toys are there for my pleasure, and I love playing with them. I love that. Like today, I was able to pull my rope out of my closet, and I could just practice the harness that I wear under my clothes, or that I can wear under my clothes when it's not summer. You know, practice making rope panties and just different knots. And it's very meditative and very calming, and I like it. I also like that I can just, like, grab any one of my, like, vibrators and I can go for it and get off. So I have this really weird fantasy of not just... I think you might know where I'm going with this by now. You're probably grinning like the Cheshire Cat, but, I kind of have this fantasy of not just having my orgasms controlled, but having my toys controlled. And this especially comes into play with something like the Hitachi, because I think if I do get one, I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to love it. I am going to be even more of an orgasm-addicted slut. And it's just, I love this idea of having what I'm allowed to play with sexually controlled. Not just, it's the orgasm control I like control. I don't know, I like it when people exert control over me, which is really weird because I'm so in the moment that I never really stop and think about anything. So once there's an external force exerting control over me, it's just this beautiful pressure on my mind that's constantly there. I'm constantly having to keep that in my mind so I don't accidentally orgasm, so I don't do something where I'll be bad. It's just this beautiful pressure that I love. And I don't know, so I like the idea of having my toys controlled because it's so easy for me to pull my toys out of my box, out of my closet, and just play with them and have fun. You know, my chopsticks and all of my various clips. I experimented a little bit today with my clips making a really cool zipper, a figure eight zipper on my breasts, which I thought was fun. I need more clothespins though. And kind of making a list for stuff that I want to get in the future. I know I need some dowels for something that I want to try. And but I just like the idea of being told, you can play with this today, but you can only play with it for this long. Or you can edge with this today, but you can only edge for it. It's so fucked up, right? Totally messed up. I can't believe I'm telling this to you, but I've just been fantasizing about that all day long of having my little toy collection controlled. Especially if I do get a toy that I really enjoy. Just having it controlled and having it there and, I don't know, being told you can use this for this long and you can use this and only this to get off today. I like that idea. I also like the idea of only being able to get off with certain toys or certain objects. Like when you told me that if I could have a hands-free orgasm that Easter weekend, I was allowed to orgasm. I like that. It was, I don't know, it was a challenge and it was a turn on and I loved it. So, that's been kind of the thing I've been fantasizing about today, is having not just my orgasms controlled, but how I orgasm. Kind of extending the orgasm control a little bit more into something else. Like, you can use, you know, today you can only use your fingers to edge. Or, it's just something I've been thinking about and fantasizing about, and I really like that idea of somebody exerting that sort of control over me, saying, you know, you can't touch this today, this is off limits. It's just control. I like control. I like to be controlled. I like to be a good girl. I like having a little bit, I don't know, it's so hard to explain, but I think you probably get the gist of it now. It's just, I love thinking about having these sorts of things. I don't know, just the control being taken out of my hands. And it's so hard for me to explain because I'm horny as fuck right now. But it's just, we'll leave it at the fact that I like to be controlled. You know that. I know that. Most everybody who meets me eventually figures out that I'm goddamn submissive. So that's kind of the fantasy I have. And in my mind I have this really weird fantasy of if I get a Hitachi, because they usually have to be plugged into the wall, somebody putting a padlock on the inserty thingies that go into the wall. I don't even remember what they're called right now. Putting a padlock on them so I can't insert them, and then keeping the key, and like coming up with all these like horrible elaborate ways for me to earn that key. And I could only have that key for a certain amount of time as a reward. And then it gets taken away and the lock gets put back on. I don't know. It's just completely fucked up. So yeah. So Obviously, I'm touching myself again, and I can't stop, so this is going to be edge number four. Me thinking about you controlling how I edge for you. Not just how many times I edge and how I come for you, but how I'm going to be edging and how I'm going to be coming. There, I said it! That's what I've been fantasizing about. I hate you. I need to come so bad. What do you think of my fantasy? Please let me come soon. I don't want to do the 7 days. I hurt already. I'm desperate. Please.